The problem appears to be unsolvable. Maybe we could run some computer simulations.
There are too many variables. It would take forever.
We've got to be missing something. Let's start again. The movie is playing here at 7:20, here at 7:40, here at 8:10, and here at 8:45.
All right, these theaters have to be eliminated.
Why? They're state-of-the-art, digital projection, 20-channel surround sound.
Yes, but they have no icy machines. Despite my aggressive letter-writing campaign, I might add.
What about the multiplex here? The seats are terrific.
They have Twizzlers instead of red vines. No amount of lumbar support can compensate for that.
Well, it's going to take at least an hour to eat, and I don't see a Sheldon-approved restaurant proximate to a Sheldon-approved theater.
We could eat after the movie.
Unacceptable. The delay would result in tomorrow morning's bowel movement occurring at work.
Hang on. There's a 7-Eleven here. We smuggle Slurpees, which are essentially ices, in under our coats after having a pleasant meal either here, here, or here.
Wow. I don't see how we missed that.
Excuse me, in what universe are Slurpees ices?
That's how we missed it.
Sheldon, would you be prepared on a non-presidential basis to create an emergency ad hoc Slurpee icy equivalency?
Oh, Leonard, you know I can't do that. Okay, I guess we only have one option.
Yep, I don't see any way around it.
Bye, Sheldon.
See ya.
Then do.
They're right, it was the only option.
Oh, shut the door, shut the door.
Why?
Just do it. Get inside and shut the door.
Well, you didn't specify.
Is Leonard around?
He went to the movies without me. It was the only option. I'm sorry, I don't understand which social situation this is. Could you give me some guidance as to how to proceed?
The building manager is showing an apartment downstairs, and I haven't paid my rent.
Oh, I see. Penny, I'm not sure I'm comfortable harboring a fugitive from the 2311 North Les Robles Corporation.
No big deal. I'm just a little behind on my bills because I cut back my hours at the restaurant and my car broke down.
If you recall, I pointed out the check engine light to you several months ago.
The check engine light is fine. It's still blinking away. The stupid engine that stopped working. It cost me like $1,200 to fix it.
You know, it occurs to me, you could solve all your problems by obtaining more money.
Yes, it occurs to me too.
Hang on a moment. Take some. Pay me back when you can.
Wow, you got a lot of money in there.
That's why it's guarded by snakes. Take some.
Don't be silly.
I'm never silly. Here.
No, I can't.
Don't you need money?
Well, yeah, but...
This is money I'm not using.
Yeah, but what if you need it?
My expenses account for 46.9% of my after-tax income. The rest is divvied up between a small savings account, this deceptive container of peanut brittle, and the hollowed-out buttocks of a superhero action figure who shall remain nameless for his own protection. Or her own protection. Take some.
Really? I mean, are you sure?
I see no large upcoming expenditures, unless they develop an affordable technology to fuse my skeleton with adamantium like Wolverine.
Are they working on that?
I sincerely hope so.
Okay, well, thank you. No, I can't. Look, Sheldon, honey, I don't want things to be weird between us.
Won't it also be weird if I have to say hello to you every morning on my way to work, and you're living in a refrigerator box and washing your hair with rainwater?
I'll pay you back as soon as I can.
Of course you will. It's impossible to pay me back sooner than you can. Assuming you subscribe to a linear understanding of time and causality.
I'm regretting this already.
You know, I've given the matter some thought, and I think I'd be willing to be a house pet to a race of super intelligent aliens.
Interesting.
Ask me why.
Do I have to?
Of course, that's how you move a conversation forward.
Why?
The learning opportunities would be abundant. Additionally, I like having my belly scratched.
Hey, Penny, how was work?
Great. I hope I'm a waitress at the Cheesecake Factory for my whole life.
Was that sarcasm?
No.
Was that sarcasm?
Yes.
Was that sarcasm?
Stop it!
Dear Penny, you appear to have a package here.
Oh, thanks. Must be the beret I ordered a couple months ago. It was back-ordered.
Did you know the beret is an example of a piece of women's fashion adapted from male military uniforms? Another fascinating example is the epaulette.
He's not lying. He does find that fascinating.
Okay, look, whatever. It's not like I'm running up and down the streets just buying myself berets. I bought one, like a month ago, and it was back-ordered. And look, it finally arrived, all right?
All right.
Oh, my God, will you just get off my case?
Weird.
Oh, good. That was an unusual interaction. I wasn't sure.
You guys have an argument?
No.
You clearly did something to aggravate her.
I'm at a loss. If you like, you can review my daily log of social interactions and see if there's a blunder I overlooked.
Here you go. Oh, you owe me another $2. The price of Mushu pork went up.
It's getting tougher and tougher to be a bad Jew.
Here you go, Penny. Shrimp with lobster sauce.
Thank you, Leonard. What's my share?
Don't worry about it. It's my treat.
No, really, how much?
It's, whatever. $10, $11.
Well, which is it, $10 or $11?
$14.50, but it's no biggie. You'll get the next one.
What?
He was just wondering if he wore skin-tight jeans and a tank top if he'd get his shrimp lo mein for free.
What do you think? That I'm using my body to get dinner? That I'm some sort of Chinese food prostitute?
Yeah, Raj, what are you saying?
Because let me tell you something, buddy. I pay my own way in this world, okay? I don't rely on anybody. What was that about?
He has a nervous bladder when he's stressed out. Kind of like a puppy.
Here, Leonard, $10, $11, $12, $14.
It's $14.50, but it's okay.
Oh, good. Dinner's here.
Yes, dinner's here, and I'm having some. I'm having takeout food.
Okay.
You're damn right it's okay. I've been having leftovers at the restaurant for like 4 days, and I wanted something different, so sue me.
Forgive me, Penny, but that would be the very definition of a frivolous lawsuit.
Sheldon, look, I will pay you back as soon as I can. You just have to give me more time.
Oh, what? You lent her money?
She needed money. You seem under pressure. Did I not lend you a sufficient amount? Because I can give you more.
Oh, you know, you would just love that, wouldn't you? Yeah. You would just love to open up your little snake can and throw some money at the girl who can't pay her bills.
Where are you going?
Going home where I won't be interrogated like a criminal. Got my fortune cookie.
In case either of you have larceny in your heart, you should know that I've moved my money out of the snake can.
But if you're ever short, there's always a couple of 50s in Green Lantern's ass.